Minister, the Deputy Minister, good morning to the members of the Civilian Secretariat, honourable members. You are welcome to today's Portfolio Committee. We all have questions in the House. It is the Peace and Stability Subcommittee which is asking questions in the House. Our Minister will be there today, and so will the ministers of the Peace and Stability Cluster. Honourable members, today we are looking at the Critical Infrastructure Council. I will look at the minutes and adopt the agenda. We will also give you a briefing of the oversight visit that is taking place over the weekend. I'd like to ensure that we have all our logistics sorted out and that we do not have any complications over the weekend. So bear with us. I know you all would like to go to the House. We're starting at 3 o'clock. So I know we'll have sufficient time for today for the Portfolio Committee. We do not need to rush. Honourable members, if I could just take the attendance register and the apologies. Dr. Groenewald sent me an apology. The Deputy Minister has to leave early because he has to attend Cabinet.
Good morning, Honourable Tina. I'm
Good morning, Honourable Moss. Your line is a little bit unstable, so I can't hear you fully. Bababa, could you hear Honourable Moss?
No, Chair, I can't hear her properly.
Bababa, could you please do the apologies?
Morning, Chairperson, honourable members. I received three apologies from
Bababa, I can't hear you.
Morning, Chair.
Yes, that's better.
Okay, morning, Chair. I received three apologies from Ms. Patrain, Dr. Groenewald, and the DM will leave early to attend the cabinet meeting.
Thank you
very much. No, it's not a cabinet meeting. It's not a cabinet
committee.
Yeah.
Sorry, dear.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not cabinet because I don't sit in cabinet. It's a committee.
Yes, I said it's a committee meeting. Honourable Meshu and then Honourable Majozi.
Good morning, Chairperson and all honourable members. I will ask to be excused at the quarter to 10 to attend international relations to look at what's happening between Russia and the Ukraine. Thank you.
You are welcome, Honourable Meshu. Honourable Majozi.
No, thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to honourable members, the Minister, Deputy Minister. No, mine is a request, Chair, that maybe if members are unable to, their network has a problem, maybe they could share on the chat instead of having this now unmute and then the Chairperson is speaking and then there's a disruption also on the other side. So if members could just write on the chat box, it would be much easier. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. I agree, Honourable Majozi. Can members please send messages in the chat group? And if you kicked out, please send WhatsApp messages. We are attending to all our challenges. Nicolette is the co-host now. And I see from the Civilian Secretariat, Busi Mazibuko is also the co-host. The acting executive director of the Civilian Secretariat is also here. And before we start with him, we have to approve the agenda and approve the minutes. Babawa, can I get the agenda, please? Honourable members, we have the agenda. Babawa? Babawa, we have the agenda. Where is the agenda? Babawa?
My apologies, Chair. It was here. I don't know what happened. Let me just quickly check it again.
Chairperson?
Yes, Minister?
I hope I don't have a long day here. I've been kicked out already, but I'm back now.
No, Minister, you don't have a long day. We need the civilian secretary.
I think in terms of coming on and out, on and out. So, but I've reconnected.
Thank you very much, Minister. We agreed we are doing the civilian secretariat. I'm just approving the agenda. When you have the agenda, the adoption of the agenda, the minutes, and then go down, please, Babawa. Is that all you have? And then the presentation and the briefing here before we do the closing, we'll have the briefing on the oversight visit this weekend. Do I have a proposal for the adoption of the agenda with those changes, with the amendment of the briefing? Do I have
a proposal? Good morning, Chair.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Peacock.
Peacock is proposing for the adoption.
Thank you very much. Do I have a second?
Thank you.
Hi, Honorable Linda, more second.
Thank you very much. Can we now go to, yes?
Before we move, I wanted an amendment on the program. That
yes,
at the end, can we have an in committee?
Yes.
Just for 2 minutes, please, Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Majosi, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Honorable members, could I have the minutes now? The first set of minutes, please. Babawa, can you give me the first set of minutes, please? Page one. Page two, 18 February. 3. Do you have any corrections, additions, amendments? Honorable members, you had the minutes. You had an opportunity to read the minutes. Have we captured all those who were present, those who made apologies, those who apologized, those who were present? Do we have all of that? Your political parties are captured correctly. Your surnames are spelled correctly. The minutes are captured correctly. Do I have a proposal for the adoption of the minutes of the 18th of February, please?
I propose the adoption, Chairperson.
Honorable Majosi proposes adoption. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Chairperson.
Honorable Meshu seconds. Honorable members, could I now go on to the next set of minutes? Babawa, give me the next set of minutes. Thank you. The 23rd of February, the Central Firearm Registry and the Norwood Police Station, page one. Page two. On this one, the most critical outcome was that we have to monitor if the Board of CETA sat and approved the presentation which they gave us on the online system for the Central Firearm Registry. Page 5. Page 6. Honorable members, any corrections? Any additions? Corrections, additions? Thank you very much. If no corrections and no additions, may I have a proposal for adoption? I don't see hands. Do I have a proposal for adoption?
Thank you, Chairperson. Peacock proposes for the adoption.
Peacock proposes adoption. Do I have a seconder?
We second, Chair.
Honorable Whoop seconds. Honorable members, we can now go on to our presentation of the Critical Infrastructure Council. Before the minister introduces the presentation, honorable members, I have seen that we have some of the nominees of the Critical Infrastructure Council in the meeting today. The members of the critical infrastructure from the private sector, they still need vetting for top security clearance. I would like to get an understanding. The civilian secretariat invited them, however, they do not yet have a top security clearance. They were vetted. But before they are finally appointed to the secretariat and to the Critical Infrastructure Council, they must achieve top security clearance. Could I just have an understanding, firstly from Minister, if you don't have a response on this, could I just get a briefing from the civilian secretariat why they invited the members of the Critical Infrastructure Council? The acting, thank
well, you. I would agree, Chair, that the acting secretary gives us a clarity on this one.
Acting secretary, could you just assist us to understand, because my briefing was that they still had to receive top security clearance. Could you maybe acting, can you please give us, introduce yourself and give us clarity? Just for the sake of our records.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members, Minister and Deputy Minister. My name is Tekarani Ramaru, the Acting Secretary for Police Service. So I need to indicate that the nominees were informed that there was going to be a presentation to the council, rather to the portfolio committee. And we indicated that if they are available, they can join, not as council members, but as members of the public. So they are not here to present anything. So, but if any one of them is in, they are there as members of public. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, there you have it. I could make a ruling that they are members of the public and that they thus do not have the right to participate in the meeting. They can be noted as joining as members of the public, but they will not be recorded on the attendance register as members of the Critical Infrastructure Council until they have top security clearance. That is my proposal to the meeting. Do you have objections to that?
No, Chair.
We do not have any objections, so I'm not going to introduce them as members of the council. However, this meeting is recorded and it is live on Parliamentary TV, so they can attend as members of the public, but they cannot attend as members of the Critical Infrastructure Council. And my apologies then, I will not be able to introduce you as such. You agree, Minister?
from our side that is accepted, Chair, from the side of
Thank
the minister.
Thank you. Mr. Amaru, you did inform them that they will attend as members of the public.
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Nonetheless, I'd still like to welcome them as members of the public and then hand over to the Minister and the Deputy Minister, whoever is going to introduce the presentation. Over to you, Minister.
Well, thanks, Chairperson. Good morning to yourself. Good morning to the honorable members that are on the platform today. At least I saw some rain in Cape Town, which means the rainy days have already come. Chairperson, the issue of, I'll make some presentation and maybe I'll request that the Deputy Minister plug some gaps if there are, but I also request that the legal team that is here, Dagalano will tell us who is here. I think that will be Minister, will be Advocate Bell together with Dr. Jacobs, if they could explain some other matters before we go on it. The matter has become quite prominent of the critical infrastructure, especially after what has happened to Parliament. And we then supposed to push harder that we are transformed from key points to the infrastructure. As such, the law has been partially ascended by the President on some matters, and then we'll have to begin to follow up on those things. One of that is the nomination of the council, of which the portfolio committee themselves have gone through the processes of nominating, and I think those processes are still on flight since there are issues that needs to be finalized. The second one would be the issue of regulations that have been developed by both SEPs and the Secretariat, and I'm told that they are ready to present them to the Ministry for further processing taking place next week, the presentation of those regulations and see how far we take them, including the public hearing if it is necessary. That we take it will be advised which processes that follow that presentation. But it looks like we would, because the nominees, as the council have been given the opportunity to make the presentation, surely there will be other group of people that will have to look at it. We are given the date that everything should be implemented come 30th April. We believe that all these processes, your vetting, your hearing, would have been finalized. One other thing, Chairperson, that will have to be well understood before the proper implementation is the financial standing of this exercise. Therefore, it's important that the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Police, they sit down to find out how is this going to happen. That will be under remuneration, especially of the members of the board, those that they come from outside the government structures. We believe that those come from the government structures, there will be no special remuneration beyond what they get from their government standard remuneration. So we'll have to do that. But also the operations will have to have some kind of understanding with the treasurer. As you know, that they'll have to have meetings, they'll have to have workshops, sometimes maybe they'll have to have the outreach programs and all that. So we'll have to work on that. The other one, it's a question where the declaration has been sent to the president to ask that he ascends to those areas that might not maybe make regulations that can be implemented immediately, like your interpretation, like your administration part of the things. It is there. Chairperson, those would be the basic things that are from the side of the ministry we put on the table, maybe hear from the deputy minister that we have, through your permission, deputy minister, and then ask the secretariat to add if there is anything to add before we request the total presentation as is, which is not a very long presentation, Chair. With your permission, Chair, I would like to hear the Deputy Minister have words on the matter.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy Minister, the Minister has said quite a mouthful, and the Minister has done quite a bit of the explanations, which I'm sure some of the members were going to ask. Thank you for that, Minister. Honourable Deputy Minister, the floor is yours.
No, I thanks, Chair. Good morning to you. Good morning to members of the committee. I think you are correct that he has covered quite a lot of things. We should allow the acting secretary and the team to make a presentation. I think we should do that. Yeah. Thanks very much. He covered the issues that I thought I can also raise. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. The Minister has really covered us substantially. Mr. Ramaru, Takalani Ramaru, has introduced himself. We all know that the term of office of the Executive Director came to an end. So Mr. Takalani Ramaru is acting. I'll give him an opportunity now to do the presentation before we ask questions. You may continue.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members, Minister and Deputy Minister. I will start by introducing the team. With me, I have Advocate Dawn Bell, Dr. Philip Jacobs, and Mr. Milton Ndwana. They are all from our legislation unit, and Mr. Ndwana is going to lead the presentation. We also have Ms. Ayanda Tongwana and Ms. Wusima Zivuko, who are our parliamentary liaison officials. So through you, Chairperson, I will hand over to Mr. Ndwana to do the presentation.
You may continue. Thank you very much. Can you please make sure that your presentation moves, because I've got a hard copy. So please ensure that there's movement of your presentation and that the members can follow. Thank you. You may start.
Good morning, Minister, Deputy Minister, Chairperson of the committee and members of the portfolio committee. The purpose of the presentation, Chair, is just to give an overview on the appointment of the Critical Infrastructure Council in terms of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, which we normally call a CIPA. As you might know, that the act has been assented to by the President on the 20th of November, 2019. And what the Act seeks to do is that it repeals the National Key Points Act of 1980. Chair, the Act will come into operation on a date to be determined by the President by proclamation in the Government Gazette. Later on, I'll speak more on that date. In terms of the Council, Chair, the Council has been established in terms of Section 4 of the Act. And the Minister has appointed 13 members of the Council, which consists of 8 government role players and 5 members from the private sector and civil society. As you correctly mentioned, Chair, this is subject to the finalization of the vetting process of the members of the Council before they can be full-time members of the Council. what we have is from the government role players, we have previous slide, please. The Secretary for Police is a member of the council, currently now is occupied by Mr. Ramaru. We've got the component head of the government security regulator, Mr. General Skosana, Mr. Zetum Sungane from as a policy coordinator from State Security Agency, Dr. Tau, and who's the head of the National Disaster Management Center, Mr. P.H. Pasco, the chief director from Public Works, Mr. M. Kolisa, who's coming from SALGA, and we've got Lieutenant General Mbuli, who's the chief of logistics from the Defense Force, Mr. V. Ngasana, the chief director at Home Affairs. And then the nominees from the private sector is Advocate Korombi, who's the deputy chairperson.
Chair, I'm very sorry to do this. I wanted the presenter, Ms. Antwana, to explain Dr. M. Dao, PhD, stroke Ms. Brower, so that there is no confusion what's going on there.
Thank you very much for that intervention, Minister. Could we also get an indication if the government role players have top security clearance? I do not just want to assume that at that level they have top security clearance.
Thanks, Chair and Minister. With regards to the issue of Dr. Tau from the Disaster Management Center, Chair, Dr. Tau will be exiting the government sector at the end of this month. So what will come in his place is Ms. Brewer. So in terms of the act, and then the minister was responsible for the disaster management, will have now to formally inform the minister of police as to now, this is now the new nominee for the council from disaster management. With regards to the issue of the vetting for the members of the council from government, as you correctly pointed out, Chair, that we cannot just assume that at that level of chief director that all of them might have a security clearance. They've also been advised to submit their security clearance forms to the chairperson of the committee. Sorry, of the council, Mr. Ramaro.
Thank you. You may continue.
Next slide, please. Chair, the process of appointing the council, all the members recommended by the portfolio committee needed to undergo vetting process in order to be issued with a top security clearance. The portfolio committee did a preliminary vetting process with the State Security Agency, and the finalization of the vetting process is currently underway. Next slide, please. Chair, in order for the CIC to perform its function, it is necessary for the section dealing with the CIC to be put into operation, as the regulations pertaining to the function of the CIC must then also be in operation. As the council would then function as a council, the provisions related to their remuneration must also be operational in order to ensure that they can be remunerated according to the audit and financial principles. For such guidelines to conform to legality, it is also necessary for the CIC to be legally operational. Next slide, please. Chairperson, a draft proclamation for consideration by the President has been signed by the Minister, and it has been submitted to the President for consideration. This is the one that actually brings certain sections of the Act into operation. In the draft proclamation, it is recommended that the President must put into operation sections that are relevant to the Council, except other functions thereof, and to make recommendations to the Minister regarding the applications for the declaration of the critical infrastructure. These other provisions, Chair, can be put into operation once the rest of the Act has been operationalized. The operationalization of those sections that deal with the council has been scheduled to commence on the 30th of April 2022. The following sections that have been proposed, Chair, to come into operation in April is one, is section one of the Act, that is the interpretation, also known as the definitions clause. Section two, the purpose of the Act, pre-application of it, and section four, that is the one that establishes and the council. And section five is the, actually the clause that gives the disqualification from appointment as members of the council. And one of those requirements is that a member of the council must have top security clearance. If they don't, then they can't be members of the council. Six is the issue of funding and remuneration of the council. The next section that we put in operation is section seven, that deals with the functions of the council, certain sections of section seven. Section eight, meetings of the council. Section nine deals with the functions of the national commissioner. 12, the ad hoc and standing committees. Section 14, Chair, is a delegation of powers. As you might know, there are functions in the Act that are duties for the minister. And the minister may delegate those powers to the national commissioner, and some powers of the national commissioner that he might delegate to a senior official of SAPS. And then there's a reporting by the minister to parliament. Then the issue on section 27, the one that deals with the regulations, Chair, as to what the minister may regulate upon. And also the processes regarding the regulations that they must first be published for public comment, and then once comments have been accepted, then they be referred to the committee for scrutiny, and then they go to the president for promulgation. The draft regulations for the functioning of the council have been split into two sets of regulations, Chair. The regulations, as the minister has mentioned, will be finalized soon and be submitted to the minister for approval to publish it for public comments. Then, as I mentioned, that after consideration of the comments, it will be submitted to the portfolio committee for consideration and or scrutiny. And then we hope that the regulations will be actually, those regulations will be in operation on the 30th of April 2022. Then the last phase, then, will be the authorization of the remainder of the sections of the Act. Chair, I've come to the end of the presentation. Thank you very much, Chair President.
Thank you very much for that presentation. And as the Minister added quite a bit of information, I'm sure a number of our questions have been responded to. Minister and Deputy Minister, is there anything else you wish to add?
Deputy Minister?
No, Minister. I was saying no. I think you covered the UNRWA presentation. You covered as well.
I think we're fine. We're fine, Chairperson, from the side of the Minister.
Thank you very much, Minister and Deputy Minister. I've noted the hand of Honorable Majozi. Do we have additional hands? Tablanche, you can start Honorable Majozi and then Tablanche.
No, thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Mine would be the fact that maybe if they can explain how long does the process of vetting take, and of the security clearance, and when will we have a feedback that they've all been cleared or some are not cleared. Maybe if we can have that. And then in some of the presentation I had, there's a responsibility there of the National Commissioner. What is going to happen now that the National Commissioner won't be there at the end of March? Is it going to affect maybe be the council being a functional, or what is going to happen if we can be taken into confidence with those ones? And then I'll be fine. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Majozi. Honorable Tablanche and then Honorable Shembeni.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to the Minister, the Deputy Minister and the delegation. Thank you for the presentation that we had. Chairperson, I want to start by asking when will a permanent secretary for the police be appointed to assume the role of chairperson? You will remember that I warned well in advance and said that, you know, highlighting the fact that we are going to be without the secretary soon, and that's where we are at the moment. So that is my first question. Secondly, chairperson, you know, I also want to know, and the minister touched on that, and thank you for that. It is important that the regulations are finalized because at the moment, you know, the CIC has no functions or role until such time that the regulations are finalized. And yes, we got a date. So I'm looking forward that that we get to a situation where the whole setup can be rolled out. Chairperson, then, you know, we got a time frame, you know, the 30th of April, and I just want to confirm that that is in fact the last or the final time frame when that will be finalized. Chairperson, and then lastly, you know, we have a situation where our parliament building got burned down, and I was just wondering in the meantime, does the SAPS have an updated list of national key points or national key point complexes? You know, obviously the list must be published within 60 days of the SEPA coming into operation. Chairperson, that is my, or that, you know, that's my questions for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tablanche. Honorable Shembeni.
Thank you, Chair. I've got a few questions. Thank you, Honorable Minister. Thanks for the presentation. Mine is just to know about the national key points. Does the so-called the SAPS have an updated list of the national key points complexes? If yes, it does have. I think we'll be happy to have it. Secondly, what criteria or the selection criteria did the minister use to select candidates from the names recommended by the portfolio committee on police? I think those are the two questions. The last one, when will it be the so-called now the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act come into effect? Of coming to operation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much for that question, Honorable Shembeni. Honorable Siabe, before you ask your questions, Honorable Molekwa has requested to leave. She has to join another portfolio committee. You are welcome to leave now, Honorable Molekwa. We still have a quorum. Honorable Siabe, you may ask your question.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to the Minister, the Deputy Minister, and the honourable members. Just a few questions. I just want to, if it's possible, for the Minister to brief us.
Honourable Member, sorry, Honourable Siabi. Okay, you use your mic.
Minister of Finance.
We can't hear you. We can't hear the question.
There's a bit of a noise. Honourable Members, please, and the delegation, mute your mic. Honourable Whoop, can you repeat your question? We hardly heard you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Honourable Whoop.
Yes, my question is, has the minister decided the baseline for the remuneration of council members, which he is going to negotiate with the Minister of Finance. What I mean is that when he's going to negotiate, he will be having an idea, he'll be having his own determination. Has that been done? Is it possible to break down the recommended names to council in terms of gender to see whether there is a gender balance in what has been recommended for appointment? Thank you, Chair.
Sorry, my gadget was muted. Honorable De Blanche, do you have a follow-up question or is this an old end?
Chairperson, I just have one. I forgot the last one. If you allow me, I'll just ask
of
it
Of course,
quickly.
I'll allow you. You are allowed to ask your question now.
Chairperson, thank you. I just want to also get clarity. You know, obviously the remuneration is not sorted yet, and I do understand that. My question is any amount allowed in the budget to remunerate these people? Because obviously we are dealing with the budget at the moment. So is there an amount allowed? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. You may lower your hands. Mr. Amaru, would you like to start, or you can give your delegation an opportunity? Honorable Meshu has also asked to be excused. You may be excused, Honorable Meshu. We received your apology. Thank you for that. Then you can allocate the necessary people to respond to the questions. Mr. Amaru, you'll also then be able to respond if there's anything you'd like to refer to. You can respond. If you need to delegate, please do so.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. Our team will respond to most of the questions, but I needed to respond, I think, to two. There was a question in terms of how long does the process of vetting take place? So it's a process that it's completely outside us with state security. However, from our side, we believe that with the assistance of the portfolio committee, so this process can be prioritized, and maybe we have this process done in the next few months. It's difficult for me to put a timeline on it as it's completely outside us. The question about what happens when the national commissioner leaves, which I believe the minister and the deputy minister may respond, but we believe that the office of the national commissioner will still exist, and therefore the work that has to be done by the national commissioner will still happen or be done even when the current incumbent leaves office. The issue of the budget. So as Minister had indicated, we still have to deal with the issue of the budget through the Minister in contact with National Treasury. However, in the interim, as the department, we will have to absorb whatever expenditure that will incur through the allocation of the Office of the Secretary. I will now ask Advocate Dr. Jacobs to respond to other questions.
Thank you, Chairperson, and members of the committee, ministers, deputy minister. I can just mention, Chair, that it is planned to implement the Act in two stages. And as we have explained in the presentation, the first stage would commence on the 30th of April 2022, when the President put those sections relating to the CIC into operation. The reason why they are also functioned for the National Commissioner is because the guidelines that the Critical Infrastructure Council must determine must be recommended by the National Commissioner. Chairperson, the date of 30 April, of course, is the date on which the council is formally established. On whether the council will be able to start their work on that date will determine on the other qualifications in the Act, in other words, the security clearance that must be obtained, and regulations, although it might be possible to function without the regulations. The only regulations that need to be published by the minister in this regard in the first phase are the regulations pertaining to the functions and the procedures of the Critical Infrastructure Council. So ideally, we are aiming at having those regulations ready by the 30th of April. But as I've said, we need to comply with all requirements before the Critical Infrastructure Council can start to function. Of course, the rest of the implementation of the Act depends on readiness. And there was also the issue of lists of critical infrastructure. I cannot really respond on behalf of the SAPS, but the submission of those lists are subject to the coming into operation of the Act fully. So that is definitely an issue that must be addressed before the Act come into operation so that the transitional provisions can kick in and the transfer from national key points to critical infrastructure can continue. Chair, thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Amaru, do you have anyone else to respond? Mr. Amaru?
Mr. Ntwana is going to respond to the next set of questions.
Thank you.
Thanks, Secretary. Chair, the question by Honorable Shimbin regarding the selection criteria that has been used by the Minister to appoint the members of the Council. The list that we got from the Portfolio Committee Chair, it was a list of 10 names, and the names have been recommended in terms of their preference by the committee. So we got 10 names, so we took the top 5 names and recommended those names for the minister to consider. So then with regard to the issue of gender, from the government sector, I think it's all males. The only female would be when post is actually taken by Ms. Brewer, when Dr. Tau leaves at the end of March. And then from the private sector role players, the recommended ones are 2 females and 3 males. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Secretary.
Thank you very much. Mr. Amaru, do you still have a further follow-up?
No, Chairperson, we don't have further follow-up. I believe maybe Minister and Deputy Minister may want to add.
Before the Minister and Deputy Minister and before they leave, Honorable Siabi, is your hand still up or is it a fresh question or is it an old hand?
The legacy is an old one, Chair. Sorry.
I thought you were going to speak about the gender balance. Ooh, it's very skewed. We are in trouble here. Yeah.
Very skewed.
This is a soccer team you have here, Minister. But it's a male soccer team. It's not gender balance. There's no female soccer team here. Honorable Minister and Deputy Minister, before you leave, would you like to comment?
Yeah. Thanks, Minister. I think they have covered most of the issues. The issue of gender, I think it's a matter that we should, as we finalize this, take into consideration. But to the presentation that came from Parliament, from yourselves, was taken as is. Nothing was changed. Then the others were more the department that must be part of the structure. I think they explained that. So department sent the people that are supposed to serve based on their respective responsibilities. So it and if in that particular position the person who is occupying the space is a male, they then send that person because that is the job that he does. So it's a bit of a challenge, but it's a matter that is noted on from the consent of members. I'm not trying to say that the members should have sent a list that is skewed in any direction, but if you have that concern is noted. I think the other questions that the members raised, we talked to, there will never be a vacuum, Honorable Chair and members of the committee. If there will always be a national commissioner in whatever form in the police. If at the end of the month the commissioner is leaving, as we have heard on the news, there will be somebody appointed on the first. There will be somebody will be in the space either in a permanent capacity or acting until the president appoints another one. So that will not be a problem. And the other issue of permanency in the secretariat is a matter that we assist with, and the processes have kick-started. We will try on our side to make sure that positions are appropriately filled and allow the secretary to come and take their rightful place in the CIC, not the CIC in the other context, but the Critical Infrastructure Council in the context of what we are talking about here. I think the issues of remuneration, the minister is dealing with that with the Minister of Finance. I think those are the issues that one wanted to talk to. But appreciate the moment that you have given us, Chair, to appear before you and your team. It's always an appreciated platform that you give us from the ministry. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Honorable Deputy Minister, respectfully, from the committee side, we are gender equality. It's those who are your government role players. So from our side, we had a 50-50 balance team. From your side, there's no gender balance.
I'm not creating a dialogue, Chief. I thought your recommendation come on the civil society and private sector role players. Those we got from the committee, unless yes. If I'm mistaken.
No, yes, but our representatives were 50-50. It's those ones who are coming from government who just males. There's only one woman from your side. We're not going to have a dialogue on this. You explained why.
Yeah,
you have explained why. Okay. Honorable Sheikh Imam is attending the Chief Whip's meeting, so he has been excused. Honorable members, do you still want another set of hands?
Chair.
Minister, before...
The minister, yeah.
Let me just check. Minister, before... Are you leaving now, Minister?
No.
Can I just take Honorable Shembeni before you come in, Minister?
That's okay, Chair.
Honorable Shembeni?
Thank you, Chair. I think I was not answered on the issue of the updated list of the national key points or national key points complex. by the South African Police Services. Do they have one?
Okay, Chair.
Honorable Minister, you'll also respond to that question.
Yes, Chair.
Thanks, Minister.
Maybe, Chair, let me start with that question. I think it was responded to by Dr. Jacobs, who spoke of the transfer from the key point to the CIC, to the critical infrastructure. And that list can be checked. I don't know if the honorable member wants it as it stands under key points, or he would like to get when it is transferred to the CI critical infrastructure. So, but I think that's a list that can be prepared and be submitted to the member if one can just have that understanding, because if it's under critical infrastructure, it would have to wait a little bit. But if it is under key, I think that list exists. So we can hear exactly what would the member like so that we work accordingly. Chair, the question of, it has almost all questions have been. Ms. Majose speaks about how long it will take. That question depends on the structure doing the vetting. But let me warn, Chairperson, we'll have to work hard here that these names come quicker. I'm told that it's almost 3,000 backlog on this one. Almost 3,000 backlog on this one. So we'll have to really work harder to request these structures to push us faster, and so that this April 30th, which we'll work hard that we stick with that April 30th. The last one on this one, these remunerations are standardized most of the time. It does not come from the department or the minister. They're standardized. Most of them will come from the treasurer. Those discussions will tell us how far we go. So there is not much leeway from the department or the minister to see how it could be negotiated, but within the limits of the treasurer. So that would be my contribution, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much, honorable members. And thank you very much, honorable minister and deputy minister. I do not see any further hands. Honorable Majose, is your hand up again?
Yes, Chair. I'm sorry. I couldn't, I'm not sure what's wrong with my gadget. I've been trying to raise my hand and it's not...
No problem, honorable Majose. Yes. Go ahead.
No, Chairperson, it's just an emphasis on your concern about maybe the balance of gender. Maybe also the fact that you say maybe they've explained it on how, but then in terms of the appointments that they made as well, I'm struggling to see whether maybe we do have even one woman in the appointment from in the 8 government role players. So I'm not sure whether maybe it's because of they were taking people who are responsible at that time for their positions. So it goes according to that because of their male or what has happened. And in our proposal as well, it's only one woman there. But understandably so, maybe we had put that one person on top and then the other ones were at the bottom. But I want the explanation of the government role players, the 8 government role players, were they taken because of their key positions and these are the only males that have those positions in those areas?
Honorable Majose, as far as I can remember, and I think even the DM alluded to it, we've got 2 women from the private sector which we recommended who are now on the Critical Infrastructure Council. And the Deputy Minister explained to us that those government role players, their positions determine which people are then represented in the council. And it sort of depends on the particular position with critical skills which pertains to the council. But I think we can always, I will definitely take it up with the minister and the deputy minister to see what we can do with the government role players, because that is where we only have one woman, and that woman will only come in after the retirement of a male. So let us take that. We know that the council still has to be vetted, and we can discuss that with the minister. We won't be able to change it in this meeting. Honorable Majosi and all the members, we can get once the, before the council is finally appointed, I'm sure we can engage with the minister and the deputy minister. Do you agree with that? Yes, minister?
I'm sorry, Chairperson, we'll have to check if we do have powers of rejecting the name nominated, because are nominated by departments, you don't just invite. These names are nominated. And as you look at them, looks like they are occupying those positions. These are component head, head national, chief director, and all that. I agree with you, it needs to be raised with the departments, but I doubt if when the department has nominated we'll have a leeway of saying no. But the matter does need to be discussed. On that one, we fully agree. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Minister, that is why I said we won't be able to solve it in this meeting. But let us see how we can engage even with those ministers who have to nominate. But as you say, even the Act prescribes who is eligible from the different departments to be on the council. That is sort of gender equality in our in our departments. Thank you, Honourable Member, Minister, also from Honourable Majosi, thanking you that you will try and engage with the different departments and ministers. Honourable Minister and Deputy Minister, and the team from the Civilian Secretariat, you are excused. Thank you very much for that very detailed presentation and the detailed information provided by the Minister and the Deputy Minister. Those members who attended from the Council as public, from the public, you are welcome to log out. This, the next session or item on the agenda is the logistics on our oversight visit. And then Honourable Majosi has requested that we do go into in committee. So all Minister, Deputy Minister, you may leave now. Thank you very much. Executive Director and your team, you may leave. And those who are the public participants, you may also leave.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Amaru, for you and your team. To you and your team, thank you very much. Honourable members, could we have the presentation from, thank you, Minister. Can we have the presentation from Nicolette and Mr. Lobby so that we can be taken through the logistics and the program of this weekend's oversight visit? Mr. Lobby and Nicolette, you explain to us about the oversight visit. Minister, you may log out now.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Members. Good morning, colleagues. Chair, as it stands now, our financial application is with the Office of the manager of committee section, that's the last signatory for us to issue warrants so that the travel agent can issue tickets to the members. That is, this is the report at this stage of...
Nicolette, can you enlarge this? This is like I need a magnifying glass here. I wear spectacles, but I still can't see this.
No, Chair, let me just quickly try again.
Mr. Lobby, you can speak in the meantime.
Okay, Chair. Chair, this is a briefing or the status of our application now as it stands. It is with the section manager at committee section, which is the last person to approve our application, so that I can make the warrants. From the warrants, send them to the travel agent. The travel agent will issue the tickets and the accommodation and the ground travel in Johannesburg. But Chair, I want just to explain the procedure. Chair, Parliament, it's have outsourced this work to the private sector, meaning if a committee would like to take a side visit, I have to contact the travel agent outside Parliament. It's not like the one which is inside Parliament, which is much more easier and work very fast. This one accommodates everybody, including Parliament. So sometimes one finds delays and all those things because we've got no control over it. But nonetheless, sometimes the members themselves, they like to ask changes on the last minute. And if a member, for instance, let me make an example. If we are finished with the financial application and only one member comes and says, man, I don't want to leave from Kimberley. I'd like to leave from Cape Town to Johannesburg. What is expected of me? I cannot say to the member that, no, member, I don't have authority to say, no, member, you cannot make this request at this point in time. So I have to go back to the travel agent and say, travel agent, please, can you change this initial arrangement into this one? Then that delays the whole process because of that member. I know sometimes members, they don't know this procedure. Hence, I decided, let me just explain to the members that it's not easy for us to work or to get these codes easy, and that also creates delays in the process. For example, Ms. Peacock, I know she did know. She came on Monday telling me that initially she was supposed to leave from Sishen to Johannesburg and back to Sishen. And then on Monday, she told me that, hey, Mr. Robbie, can you please change my bookings and fly from Cape Town to Johannesburg? I have to go back to the travel agent now. And they say, travel agent, can you change all the members? Change this, Ms. Peacock? That affects the application itself. Same applies with Honorable Ter Blanche. Last week, she says to me, he's flying from Cape Town. On Friday, he says to me, he's flying from George. Now I have to do that thing, to and fro. But nonetheless, I'm not complaining, Chair, but I'm just explaining to the members that it's not easy. It's not us who do what they call the quotation. You have to outsource this to somebody else who does that thing at her own time or his time. So the delay sometimes is not because of us, of our making. Sometimes it's because of this process that one has to undergo, But be as it be, at this stage, the application is with the office of the manager at committee section. As soon as he put his signature, my duty is to send the warrants to the travel agent. Travel agent going to issue tickets. I think the latest will be today, latest will be tomorrow morning. That is the third for members to get their flight details and travel arrangement. Thank you, Chair. If there's any question, then I can answer, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lobby. Nicolette?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson and Mr. Lobby. Honourable members, yes, like Mr. Lobby said, unfortunately, these applications, the financial application has to be done for the entire group. It cannot be processed for individual members. But Honourable Chairperson, saying that, I'm just quickly going to take members through the program for the oversight. On Friday morning, members will start to arrive in Johannesburg. Some will fly in. From there, from the airport, we will go to the hotel, which is the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center. It's very close by the airport. And then, Chairperson, members will have the opportunity to freshen up at the hotel. Unfortunately, members won't be able to check in, but they can store their luggage securely at reception. Then we will leave for the Norwood police station. We will have lunch prepared by the police. And then, Chairperson, we will start with the outside visit by engagements with the station command and then also by the community policing forum. The committee will then conduct the oversight inspection, walkabout in the station, and then at the Norwood, it will be specifically focused on the SAP 13 store and the security upgrades that was done there. Okay, then we will have a debriefing and closure for the day, and we'll finish at about 6 o'clock. And then we will go back to the hotel for dinner and a rest. And then, Chairperson, on the Saturday, we will leave at 9 o'clock for the Tembisa police station. And Chair, we will basically follow the same program as the previous day with the welcome and introduction, and then engagements with the station command and the CPS. We will then do the oversight inspection visit and the avalanche, the debriefing, observations, and then at about 2:30, members will start to depart from the station to the airport or their respective homes. In a nutshell, Tree, that is the program thus far. Thank you,
Thank you very much. Nicolette, let's go back to day one. Honorable members, there you have it. We'll all be arriving at different times. This is quite difficult. Some members will be arriving at 6:30, have flights at 6:30. And you do understand that this was because of accommodation, that our budget was very tight. And we have thus far not had any oversight visits in a number of provinces. So our budget for oversight visits has to be tight and we have to spread it. Nicolette, the lunch, will this be at the Norwood police station?
Yes, Shay, it will be at Norwood.
And it will be paid for by SAPS?
Yes, Shay.
Thank you very much. Then the community policing forum, I'm just very concerned that we only have an hour with the provincial commissioners, senior SAPS management and the management team at Norwood police station, and that should still it should include questions and responses by the minister and questions from the members and responses from the provincial commissioner and the team. Likewise, if we have an hour with the community policing forum, would they want to do a presentation? Would they want to make recommendations? Our time is very tight, and we know that with these oversight visits, if the time is so tight at the end of the day, I get blamed for not managing time. I do not want that to happen again. You will have a debriefing from 17:15 to 17:45. Members, please state your case now. I'm going to follow this timetable strictly. If you ask questions and it goes beyond time, I will not allow you to. So if you are unhappy with this program, please state so now. If you accept and adopt this program, I'll be putting the program to the meeting. If you adopt this program of day one, I'll stick to it meticulously. Any amendments that you'd like to make, please make them now and do not make them when I see you in that meeting or when we start the oversight visit. Honorable Whitfield and then Honorable Majozi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just wanted to get a confirmation from Mr. Lobby or Nicolette that my apology was received. I sent it on the day I received the SMS and I didn't get a reply. So I just want to make sure that I'm not included in the program because I indicated that I would not be available. Thank you.
Could we get a response to that immediately?
Apologies to Honourable Whitfield. Your apology has been recorded, but we should have responded. Apologies for that.
Could we also get the list of the apologies? Honourable Whitfield, your hand is up again.
It shouldn't be, Chair.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Honourable Majozi, De Blanche, and then Siavi.
No, thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, let me just say I don't have a problem with the program, and also maybe the problem that has been there, maybe it has been on communication, because even myself, I was asked where am I departing from. And then I did say that I'm in Gauteng, and maybe because of I will delay in the morning, and then which means I will have to join you later. But I was not told that the program already will start around 1. So I didn't know that. I only saw the program yesterday evening. And then so in terms of arrangements, then I don't know how is it that they can arrange as well, because I think the problem is with communication, Chairperson. If we're able to communicate that, no, the program will start at 1, and then so that you know that at that time, maybe you'll be done, maybe you'll need a shuttle that will get you from home to where you are. And also, they did not say whether we are booked in since we are from Gauteng, or what is going to happen. So we have not received all that communication. Then it becomes that much of a problem, because you don't know which ones to respond to and what not to say to the staff. But I would like that maybe they do that. They come back to us, and then we are able to give each other information that I'm from Gauteng. In that hotel, then they must say, am I also booked, or are they organizing a shuttle that will fetch me from home to where we are going, and then from where we are to home? And then, yeah, if we can settle that, it would make life very, very much easier. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Majozi. Honorable members, can I first take all the questions, and then I ask for responses? Nicolette and Mr. Lobby, can you take down those questions? Honorable Tablanche, Siabi, and then Moss.
Chairperson, thank you. I don't have a problem with the program. I see it's tight, but I do understand the reason why. My only question is, yes, I need to fly in from George, and obviously, you know, people are going to arrive at the airport at different times, and my question is, arriving there, where are we meeting the people or the person that will take us to the hotel? Because I don't want there to be lost at the airport. I just want to get confirmation of that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Greg, honorable members, I would like to agree that the communication hasn't been very good. We need details and specifics. We need to know who the staff will be, who will be there, who will be receiving us. Mr. Lobby, your information is too general. Nicolette, can we have specifics? Who will be there? Which staff members will be on duty? Who will be managing the media? Who will be, because where will the media be meeting? Will the media be following us? We need much more detail. And this information is coming very late. People, I can understand. Honorable Peacock wasn't aware of the fact that she has to be physically involved. Our parliamentary program, you should have known that we as our cluster and police, we have been involved since yesterday in parliament. We were involved yesterday, we were involved today, and we are involved tomorrow. So the traveling has had to change. And as Honorable Majozi says, we struggled to get hold of Honorable Majozi. But Mr. Lobby, please, all you're doing is complaining about changes in people's diaries, but you are not giving us sufficient information. It's very frustrating. Honorable Terblanche, you've asked your question. Honorable Whitfield, can you switch off your mic? Honorable Siabi, and then Honorable Moss.
Thank you, Chair. And thanks for the program. When I raised my hand, I was listening to the chairperson saying the program is too tight in terms of times. And I got a report that the last person will be arriving, if that is correct, the last person will be arriving at the airport at 11. Is it not possible to leave the hotel at 12 so that we increase our program by an hour? If that is possible, then we can allocate 30 more minutes to the presentation of Norwood Police Station and 30 more minutes to the briefing by the forum. I was just checking. If everybody by 11 will have arrived, we have an hour to catch up at the hotel, and then maybe by 12 we leave. Then we can adjust the program accordingly. At least we'll have an hour extra too for discussion in both the issue of Norwood, the issue of the provincial commissioner, or even the forum. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Siabi. Nicolette, Mr. Lobby, can you please explain, when we get to the airport, we are all arriving at different times. Are we expected to wait at the airport until all members have arrived, or what will happen to us? And if we're expected to wait at the airport, where do we wait? Can you please, Mr. Lobby and Nicolette, can you assist us with responses? Mr. Lobby?
Good morning, Chair, once again. Chairperson, I organized about three seven-seaters on the day in question. So meaning, members, when they are arriving, they will find a shuttle at the airport waiting for the members. So as soon as the members come out from the airport, they're going to find the shuttle waiting for the members. And now, Honorable Josie, the shuttle will be there for you to take you from home, Edward City, to the hotel. We are going to meet with all the members for you to go to Snowwood Police Station. The arrival of time.
Well, Honorable members, will Honorable Majors be accommodated,
yes,
in the hotel? And who will meet us and show us where the shuttle?
Correct,
sir. Because the members will ask me where's the shuttle.
Chairperson, the drivers of the shuttle will be there with your names or with the name of a committee on a board saying PC on police. Their members, we will see them. They're going to be there waiting for the members. That is the standard procedure. As well as
people, Mr. Lobby, please don't tell me it's a standard procedure.
Okay.
With the last oversight visit, there was nothing showing us where's the shuttles. Members were standing there and they were asking me where's the shuttles.
Chair, let me apologize for that incident. For Ms. Majosi, Honorable Majosi, the shuttle is going to call her and establish the time for her to be picked up from home to the hotel, from the hotel to the Norwood Police Station. And then, Honorable Terblanche, I think I sent you a WhatsApp message last night. Again, let me refresh your memory. You are going to leave at 7 from George and arrive in Johannesburg at 8:55. And leaving Johannesburg on the 6th at 1700 hours and arriving George at 1855. Thanks.
Chairperson, can I say something? Chairperson?
Honorable Terblanche, Nicolette here. I think Honorable Terblanche, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Nicolette. Nicolette, I am a bit confused now because the documentation that I got a message last night, but that indicated that my flight, I think, is something like 7:45 only. I don't have it in front of me now. But it's definitely not 7 o'clock. When I spoke to Mr. Lobby earlier, he did indicate that the flight will be leaving at 7. So I need to get clarity on that because I also need to make arrangements on my side. I will be traveling to the airport from my home in Marshall Bay to George on my own, and I don't want anybody to come fetch me. But I just need to know what time and stuff like that, and that, you know, who's going to meet us at the airport and where.
Nicolette, can I answer?
No, can you first wait? Oh. I am sharing
the meeting.
Honorable Moss, can you ask your question now?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I want to raise the same concerns as the Honorable Rosie was raising. I also want to raise the issue of communication. I must say your communication is very weak. For people who are going to do oversight, you're not receiving the logistics in time. I don't know even what flight I am leaving Cape Town for Johannesburg. Secondly, Chairperson, I don't know even who will take me home when we arrive on Saturday when we go, because I will not come to Cape Town. I will come to Cape Town, but I will not stay in Cape Town. I want to go home because we were just buried our brother last Saturday. So I must be at home on Saturday because on Sunday, because we have a family meeting. So those are the things, I mean, small things, but small things can also maybe mess up the program of the oversight. So can they just elaborate on that, what I'm raising? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. The Honorable Whitfield has asked to be excused. Can we, Mr. Lobby, we have had a number of members who have had to leave. Sheikh Imam had to leave. We also have had I don't know if Shembeni is still here. Is Shembeni, are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here, Chair.
Have your arrangements been sorted out?
Yes, I think so, Chair, but I don't have a flight on Saturday coming back, so I'll come back on Sunday. Sorted.
Yes, Honorable Molekwa is also not here. Can you please go through all the names? Mr. Lobby, you did not give me my details. The only thing you called me about was to complain. Now, maybe you gave it to Sutu, but I saw very late what time I'm leaving. Now, we also have other programs that we have to follow. On Thursday, there's a mini plenary. You do not understand that we do not sit and wait for you to give us details. By now, we have confirmed our diaries. And if you do not communicate with us, Mr. Lobby, how do you think we are going to know what we're doing? So anyway, this matter of communication I raised with the last oversight visit. And again, I'm not happy with the, I'm again not happy with the way we have communicated. Nicolette, can you assist me? Do you have any responses before I look at the second day?
Chi, thank you so much. Chi, I would like to propose that that we set up a temporary WhatsApp group just for the oversight, for the members who will attend, so that we can just communicate, I think, a bit easier and immediately with all the members participating in the oversight. If members would agree to that. And then Jefferson, I think to agree with Honorable Sehavi, we can definitely amend the first day program to start earlier, as the last member is arriving at 11 o'clock, and then we can definitely slot in engagement prior to lunch, and then go to lunch and continue.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I know. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you very much, Honorable Siabi. As you can all see, the program will be tight. And honorable members, please, if you have any concerns or problems, I'm not engaging in, I'm not entertaining it tomorrow on Friday and on Saturday or Sunday. You have had the opportunity to do so today. Could we look at the second day, please?
Chairperson, is up on the screen.
No, go down. No, again, let me go up first. Let me start. Yes, you didn't put breakfast, the time of breakfast.
We will amend to include that. I'll just confirm with the hotel, when do they start breakfast?
Thank you very much. You can go down, let me see. The policing forum has exactly an hour. Have they been informed that they have exactly an hour? They are joining, are they joining us for the tea break?
Yes, Chairperson. I think they will be present during the entire oversight visit and engagement with the committee.
If we have so many people, is the venue ideal for the serving of tea and the serving of lunch? At the last oversight visit, the venue was very small. They were late with the tea. This thing of tea, it takes my time. I become irritated if I have to wait for tea. Then I become irritated because the lunch, then you will go and have, Sheikh Imam will go and buy us some curry. Please, 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 this time I'm going to be very strict with all of you. Do you have the space to serve the tea and not just one point to serve? You must have more than one point to serve.
And
Mr. Lobby, the information that you sent to Honorable Tablange is that on the 4th of March, his flight is from George to Johannesburg at 8:45. Now you are saying his flight is already leaving at 7.
My apologies, Chair. I was going to correct that with him because I checked on the wrong slot. So really, it's supposed to leave at 8:35 and arrive in Johannesburg at 10:30. That's the last member is going to arrive at that time in Johannesburg. I apologize, General.
Yeah, this is now the third time. You have given him three different times. You gave him 8:45. You gave him 7 o'clock. Now it's 8:35. You've given him three different times. Is it now 8:35?
Chair, according to the travel agent, it's 8:35. and arrive in Johannesburg at 10.
You see, Honorable Tablanche must still travel to George.
Yes, sir.
Honorable Tablanche, is that right for you?
Chairperson, yes, the time is fine. If that's the time, it's fine with me. I'm not far from the airport, fortunately.
Thank you very much. Here we have the second day, Saturday. Please, can we see the program after the lunch? 14:30, we finish the program 14:30.
And
what time do we have our flight? What time do we leave?
Chairperson, I think the members leave shortly after that. I'm not completely sure when, Chairperson, but we will make sure. But luckily, the Tembisa station is very close to the airport. So it wouldn't be a problem to get there quickly. And the police have confirmed that they will be escorting the committee on both days. So
Sorry for interrupting you, Nicolette. I'm not even asking the other members, just my own experience here. You are giving us a wrap up from 14:15 to 14:30. That's 15 minutes. Now my flight, 14:30, I'm supposed to wrap up, but my flight is 14:56. Now you see, when halfway through this, you will have the members leaving because they'll tell me they will have their flights to catch. And even the chair will leave because the chair has a flight to catch. How can I end at 14:30 and be at the airport at 14:56, less than half an hour later? Now even the departures are not right here. Even if I have blue lights, I'll never get to the airport in time. I must be there an hour before, and all other members must be there an hour before. Now, the very same Mr. Lobby is going to complain about changes. How can you book me for 14:56 when my program ends at 14:30? So also halfway through the program, I must run away. By lunchtime, everybody will run away. And it's Sunday, people want to get home. Mr. Lobby, can you explain why I'm going to have 30 minutes to get to the airport, please?
Chair, this is a quote. Okay.
Chairperson?
Honorable Whoop and Honorable Tablanche. First the Whoop and then Tablanche.
Yeah, Chair, I wanted to suggest, with due respect, in the interest of time, I think we said Mr. Lobby or our staff must communicate with members to give them the correct details. On this one of the second day, I want to suggest again that we reduce the time for inspection to 30 minutes. This police station is not the same as Norwood. In Norwood, because there was an incident, we might want to see what is happening, why that incident. But here is about their performance. It's a police station that has been in the top 30 for quite some time, which means their performance is not good. So we can look at reducing that time. And again, because we'll all be at the hotel, we can leave the hotel after breakfast. We can leave the hotel at 8:30 so that we we finish our program at 1:30 and people are able to drive to the airport. That would be my proposal, Chair. Instead of finishing at 1:30, we finish at 1:30. We start at, instead of 9, we say 8:30, and then we make sure that we reduce that time so that we are able to allow people to go to the airport and leave. But secondly, even if we have booked tickets, the staff will need to assist us to check in online so that when a member arrives at the airport, it's not delayed by those check-ins and so on. That would be my submission, Chair. I'm trying to mediate the program so that it accommodates us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Siabi. I think if we, you know, now we are going into the details, which means that we will have less complications. And thank you very much for those suggestions. Could I also suggest that we get the presentations before we arrive, that members can read the presentations and then do not give too much time for presentations, the members would have seen the presentations beforehand. So all presentations, even from the community policing forums, can they send that to us? The last person to speak now is Honorable Tablanche. Do you still have your hand up?
Chairperson, no, it was just an old hand, sorry.
All right. Honorable members, I think that takes care of the oversight visit. I do appreciate the hard work of the staff. We just have to get this right this time. We don't have room for error again. I hope and really encourage you to call us if you have any difficulties. We'd rather sort out those difficulties between today and Friday instead of running around when we are already there. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The staff can leave us now. You can make